Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer. SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting.
Than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience.
With Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
Yeah. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
98.7 and 1330 KNSS, Wichita's number one talk.
Good morning, 8 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. Day 22 of the government shutdown. We have the story.
Man accused of fatal shooting on a bus appears in court. I'm Ted Woodward. Those details just ahead.
I'm Rodney Price. The Wichita City Council spent nearly 5 hours talking about their first agenda item. We'll tell you what it was and what happened coming up.
Man sentenced in a fatal Wichita hit and run. I'm Dan O'Neill.
A house was extensively damaged by fire this morning in the 100 block of South Minneapolis in East Wichita. Firefighters were called to the scene around 3:45. They found smoke and flames coming from the roof of the house. Firefighters tried to enter, but they had to exit the house and battle the fire from the outside because the flames were so intense. No injuries reported, no word on the cause. It's not known if anyone lived in the house.
President Trump met with Senate Republicans yesterday as the government shutdown continues. Fox's Kevin Cork has more from the nation's capital.
The president wants lawmakers to make it happen in this shutdown right now. But to get there, there'll either have to be more negotiation or perhaps Senate Republicans may have to use the so-called nuclear option, you know, bypass the 60-vote rule. For now, GOP leaders are making plans for a new, longer CR, continuing resolution, to help fund the government at current levels. Chuck Schumer says both he and Hakeem Jeffries have reached out to the White House and the president in particular, offering to meet with him anytime, any place. They want an extension to expiring Obamacare subsidies.
The president suggested he would only meet to discuss the extension, but only after the government is reopened.
A man arrested following a fatal shooting on a Wichita bus was in Sedgwick County District Court Tuesday. 34-year-old Travis Finney is charged with first-degree murder in the death of 54-year-old Reginald Griffith. Both men were passengers on that city bus. The shooting occurred October 16th while the bus was moving in the area of South Meridian and Burton. Finney's bond was set at $2.5 million.
For nearly 5 hours yesterday, the Wichita City Council discussed potential changes to how the city enforces property maintenance codes and addressing bad landlords.
Additionally, the amendment would have required registration of properties with maintenance violations. It would have also amended the city's non-discrimination ordinance to include source of income, requiring property owners to accept Section 8 federal housing vouchers. Councilmember Brandon Johnson says he has seen terrible things in rental properties he's toured.
I've even had staff tell me I shouldn't have went somewhere because it was so much black mold and pest infestation. These are some bad spaces here. And unless we do something more than what we have been doing, people are going to continue to live in those spaces.
The council voted to defer the largest item, which included the adoption of international maintenance codes. The city will convey a task force to engage with stakeholders and make refinements by their December 9th meeting. They voted to deny requiring the registration of violators and amending the city's non-discrimination ordinance. Rodney Price, KNSS News.
And during those 5 hours, 38 people spoke publicly before the council. That included tenants and landlords.
A man who pleaded no contest in connection to a fatal hit-and-run crash has been sentenced to prison.
24-year-old Christopher Johnson was sentenced Tuesday to 19 months in prison for failure to stop at an accident resulting in death and an additional 6 months for driving under the influence in the August 2024 crash that killed 43-year-old Tad Doyle. A jury trial had been scheduled to begin October 6, but Johnson entered a no-contest plea during the motions hearing in September. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
At today's meeting, the Sedgwick County Commission will discuss rural intersections. Some of these crossings have been the scenes of serious accidents. Commission Chair Ryan Beatty tells KNSS News urban growth means more vehicles using the roads, especially in the western part of the county.
You think of roads like 135th Street when you go north and south. If you think 167th Street north and south, really in between Mays and Goddard, you're beginning to see roads that are 55-mile-per-hour county roads, and for the bulk of our history have been rural roads, are now becoming more urban roads.
Ryan Beatty commented during his weekly appearance on the Steve and Ted of the Morning Show here on KNSS. KNSS News Time now, 8:04, 4 minutes past 8 o'clock.
A prominent member of the Kansas City Chiefs now has another outside interest. We'll take a look at that coming up in sports.
City Council approves the purchase of safety equipment and large vehicles for the Wichita Police Department. That story and more coming up on the KNSS Morning News. KNSS News Time now, 8:08, 8 minutes past 8 o'clock. The Wichita City Council has approved the purchase of safety equipment and large vehicles for the police department. WPD needs to replace safety equipment nearing the end of its lifespan. That purchase will cost the city $980,000. The council also approved $3.25 million to replace four heavy equipment vehicles, including a bomb unit vehicle.
A United States Marshal and the target of an illegal immigration operation were both reportedly shot in Los Angeles yesterday. Fox's Bill Malugin reports.
DHS says federal agents boxed in an illegal alien who had previously escaped from custody. DHS says the target then rammed ICE vehicles, leading federal agents to shoot in self-defense, with the suspect being hit in the arm and a bullet ricochet hitting the U.S. Marshal in the hand. Now, both the target illegal alien and the U.S. Marshal have non-life-threatening injuries, and both are expected to be okay. In the meantime, the U.S. attorney here in L.A. has now charged that alien with assaulting a federal officer. He faces 8 years in prison if convicted.
And the suspect expected to appear in court today.
New York City becomes the latest battleground between ICE agents and protesters.
Protests erupt after ICE agents make arrests in Manhattan's Chinatown in an effort to crack down on illegal vendors. Multiple arrests were made, including illegal vendors and of enraged protesters. At least one protester is being charged with assault on a federal officer. Bystanders reportedly jumped in after witnessing what they claim was unduly aggressive arrests being committed by the agents. Gary Baumgarten, Fox News.
The National Guard can enter Portland, Oregon after a federal court ruling, and a local leader is calling on those troops to defy the president's orders. Fox's McKenna Marks is in Portland with the story.
On Monday, the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals ruled to allow the Trump administration to deploy the Oregon National Guard. The decision overturns a temporary restraining order issued earlier this month by a federal judge. The Trump administration has now asked that judge to remove a second restraining order blocking any National Guard troops from deploying to Portland. To some, the question remains, is President Donald Trump's order to deploy the National Guard to Portland clearly unlawful? Portland City Councilor Mitch Green is speaking out about that issue, telling CNN that he's encouraging National Guard members to ask that question. When we take a look back at American history, we've seen military orders called into question a few times.
Lewis and Clark Law School professor Tung Yin says the dropping of the atom bomb on Hiroshima and Nagasaki was one of those times where the legality of an order was called into question. The government argued that the National Guard is needed to protect federal immigration agents operating within the city.
KNSS News Time now, 8:10, 10 minutes past 8 o'clock.
Right now in the Wichita area, it looks like the traffic volumes are starting to thin out just a little bit. Still have some heavy traffic southbound I-135 up there by the North Junction. But on the traffic cameras, things are starting to look better. On the highways, we do have some heavy traffic in the Derby area right now. northbound on K-15. Couple of heavy spots right around Patriot Avenue and Meadowlark. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS in the Accident Recovery Team Traffic Center. I'm Jed Chambers.
And now the forecast with Storm Team 12 meteorologist Jake Dunn.
It's promising to be a wonderful Wednesday. Weather-wise, sunshine, southwest breeze 5 to 15 and a high of 75. Becoming mostly clear, 47 tonight. Increasing clouds and 72 on Thursday. Showers and storms arrive Thursday night and last through Friday with a high of 62. Could see a little bit of rain Saturday morning. Otherwise, cloudy and cool with a high in the upper 50s. That's your forecast from Storm Team 12. I'm meteorologist Jake Dunn.
Now a clear sky, southeast wind at 3 miles per hour. 41 degrees at Wichita Severe Weather Station, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Steve at 10 in the morning here on KNSS. Yesterday's high, 71 degrees. A normal high for the date, 69. And it was 87 years ago on this date, October 22nd, 1938. Chester Carlson printed the very first photocopy on his strange invention, the Xerox photocopier. Now, IBM, RCA, and Kodak all had no interest in his new gadget.
Fools!
Because they didn't think there was a use for a machine that only made copies.
Guess what? Guy was ahead of his time. He knew it.
Huge, huge use for this. A need that needed to be filled. He started manufacturing the device himself, and he finally made an estimated $100 million off his machine. So it was a good idea. And he should have named it
after himself.
Yeah. So Xerox.
Need to go down the hallway and make a couple of Carlsons.
You bet. All right, Steve, it's the morning. I think we've got a good one here. We've got two. One in the back that it's not really used anymore. We've got one up front here that is a monster. It just keeps going and going. It makes great pimp copies, and of course I use it about 20 copies, 10, 20 copies a day. But as long as you get the toner in it, it runs very, very well.
It's very fancy.
It's fancy, but unfortunately I only have two buttons I have to operate.
Oh, well, good. Okay.
And I can get her done. There you go. All right, we got a new survey out from dating.com.
All right. Oh, I should listen up.
Dating.com, 59% of single people. Mm-hmm. Say Halloween is one of the hardest days of the year. So I hope, Ted, that this is going to be a tough time for you. 57% say it's actually worse than Valentine's Day. Nearly 80% admit to feeling lonely on October 31st. And more than half say they've cried after opening the door to trick-or-treaters. Yikes. There are a couple of possible explanations. One, Halloween is built around groups. There's trick-or-treating kids, parties, couples costumes, and families hanging out together. So if you're single, supposedly you don't hang around in groups, which is not true, of course. Number two, even for people who are low-key, a lot of us celebrate Halloween by watching scary movies or making festive food and treats, and both of those can be less fun by yourself.
By yourself. Well, yeah. It applies to basically anything in life.
Yeah,
pretty
that's
much.
Right. So
I don't know. I kind of disagree with that one because watching scary movies isn't scary when you're with a lot of people.
Well, the more people around you, the less scary it is.
The less scary it is. Exactly. If you want to watch a scary movie and actually, you know, have it affect you, you kind of have to be alone.
Well, there you go. I always thought that, of course, over the years, we come down to the holidays, and basically that Christmas is a very lonely time.
There are people that are lonely get very depressed at Christmas and Thanksgiving.
And I understand that. I mean, there's been times when, you know, I've been married and all that, and there are times when I feel kind of depressed. You always think about people in the past and things that are gone, and it's a tough time. But anyway, during the holidays, including Halloween, Thanksgiving, and Christmas coming up, listen to Steve and Ted in the morning, and you shouldn't have any problem.
Exactly.
Because we are never in a bad mood, right?
Yes.
I don't know how we do it, but we aren't. Hey, let's talk.
And as Little Orphan Annie said, there's always a show tomorrow.
That's right. Sun will come up tomorrow. Hey, how about these jewel thieves in France that went to the Louvre and got away with $100 million of jewels? I saw the video on TV last night on CBS, and it's a second-story window that's obviously busted out, and they've got plywood over it now.
Yeah.
And whatever sophisticated security they had, they said, well, it worked.
Because yeah, these dudes figured out how to do it.
Obviously, it didn't work.
It didn't work, right.
And somebody's probably going to get fired over that. But, oh, they'll take that stuff out, and they can't just go in the back alley and say, hey, I got a crown here. Can you give me a couple of million for it? They can't do that.
No.
So they're going to have to break it up, take the jewels out, and
fence it somewhere around the world.
If you want to do so, if you're thinking about doing something like that, rent the movie Asphalt Jungle. Remember that movie?
Mm-hmm.
They're going to steal these jewels and all this stuff, and it just didn't work out.
It's not as.
Who was that? Sterling Hayden? Yeah.
Yeah.
Good movie.
Yeah. All right. I mean, they figured out how to do it, but then it's never as easy as just stealing and then living a life of luxury somewhere. The problems continue to mount.
Well, the police, the detectives will tell
you. They're looking for you.
To property crimes, you got to figure out who's the fence, who's mm-hmm. going to buy it, yep. then you got it solved. Anyway, I'm not a genius. I don't know about that, but I've never stolen the jewels either. So it didn't seem like they got them pretty easily. Wow.
Relatively, yeah. Wow.
8:17 now, Steve at 10 in the morning here on KNSS. Speaking of jewels, how about a jewel of a sportscast now with Ted Woodward? Take it away.
Thanks. Yeah, let's talk some college football tonight, the weekly edition of the K-State Chris Klieman radio show with the head coach. That'll be at 7 o'clock tonight. Coach Klieman over on 97.5 and 1240 KFH. K-State has not played in 2 weeks. Had a week off last weekend, getting ready for a big matchup. Don't have to travel very far. Road game at KU. So just traveling over to Lawrence for K-State. That'll be a kickoff Saturday morning at 11 a.m. K-State has won 2 of its last 3, and the Wildcats are 2-2 in the conference right now. So getting ready for the matchup with the Jayhawks. A lot to talk about tonight on the K-State Chris Klieman radio show, 7 o'clock. It's over on KFH. College soccer. We have, you want to go see some soccer tonight on the west side. Got a good option at Friends University hosting Evangel. Men and women, the men's game at 5 o'clock, then the women's game after that. Both teams are on 3-game winning streaks for Friends going into these matchups tonight. Friends women having a good season. They are 8-3-3 overall on the season. They've only lost one conference game. They're second place in the conference. Soccer action tonight out at Friends, the men at 5 o'clock, and then the women's game to follow. National Hockey League action last night. The Edmonton Oilers go on the road to Ottawa and beat the Senators 3-2 in overtime in front of 17,000 fans. Goalie for Edmonton, Stuart Skinner, the former Wichita Thunder goalie, made 19 saves, helping Edmonton snap a 3-game losing streak. For Stuart Skinner, his 100th win as a goalie for Edmonton in the National Hockey League. Look at that. Former Thunder goalie now has 100 wins in the NHL. Stuart Skinner helping Edmonton to an overtime win on the road last night. All right, told you about, of course, Travis Kelce, tight end for the Kansas City Chiefs. Fiance of Taylor Swift.
Taylor.
And Travis Kelce now has another thing he's doing. He calls himself a theme park super fan. And Travis Kelce is now joining investors with a 9% stake in Six Flags.
Really?
According to Reuters. Yeah. Travis Kelce is now a part of Six Flags Entertainment. He's part of a group that has a 9% stake in the company. They're basically partnering up, trying to pressure the company to improve its performance. Stock of after Travis Kelce became involved, Six Flags stock went up 17% yesterday. And now, this is all relative. Six Flags stock was down 58% after a merger with fellow theme park operator Cedar Fair last summer. So their stock plummeted 58%, but getting Kelce on board brought it up another 17, so it'll probably help there. The stock has a market capitalization of about $2.5 billion, but they've struggled this year. Rainy weather at the start of the summer kept a lot of visitors away from Six Flags. And that is part of the group that has Worlds of Fun up there in Kansas City. So there you go. Travis Kelce calls himself a theme park super fan. He often goes to theme parks and amusement parks, and now he's a part of a 9% investor stake in Six Flags. Travis Kelce. All right, and what if you're a sports fan, what were you doing 40 years ago on this night?
What year would that be?
85.
85, probably nothing.
Maybe you were watching Game 3 of the World Series. Kansas City Royals over in Busch Stadium taking on the St. Louis Cardinals.
Yeah.
The Royals had already lost two games at home, down 2-0. It wasn't looking good until you get Brett Saberhagen on the mound in Game 3. And the Royals won that game 6-1. The Royals got back into the series as the Royals were going up against the Cardinals on the mound, had 20-game winner Joaquin Andujar on the mound. And the Royals beat him 6-1. Saberhagen kept flashing messages on the TV screen to his pregnant wife, who was due to give birth any day, which she eventually did on Game 6. The Royals were up 2-0. Lonnie Smith hit a two-run double, scored Jim Sundberg and Buddy Biancalana. And then Royals second baseman Frank White would later become the manager of the Wichita Wranglers. Frank White made history, becoming the first second baseman in the history of the World Series to bat cleanup in the batting order.
Yeah.
He came through with a two-run home run off Andujar in the fifth inning after George Brett got on base ahead of him.
I remember that. Yes, sir.
And then the Royals padded their lead in the seventh inning off Ricky Horton. George Brett got a leadoff walk. And you always know what happens when you get a leadoff walk.
Bad things.
Yeah, he went to second on a balk, and then Frank White hit a double. Drove in George Brett.
Frank White.
And then two outs later, Frank White scored on Biancalana's single to cap off the scoring. So that was 40 years ago on this night, Game 3 of the World Series.
Oh, I was there.
The Royals were in St. Louis and got that huge win, so they were only down 2-1 heading into Game 4, which I'm sure we'll talk about in future days here on Sports with Steve and Ted. And Sports is brought to you by Wichita Brewing Company, now featuring the Cooperstown Pizza. The sriracha, cream cheese base, and topped with chicken, bacon, mushrooms, mozzarella. The Cooperstown is now available in a lunch or a full size at Wichita Brewing Company. Pizza and beer made here.
Keep it here for the Hannity Morning Minute. Presidential changes at the White House. That's on the way with Steve at 10 in the morning on KNSS.
This is Steve and Ted on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Good morning, Steve McIntosh, Ted Woodward, 8:30 here on this Wednesday morning, 41 degrees. Sedgwick County Commission will approve its legislative platform at today's weekly meeting. Commission Chair Ryan Beatty tells KNSS News, at the top of the list is the TAG office, which is a state office run by Sedgwick County's treasurer. Fees pay for the operation, and those fees haven't risen for many years.
You know, if you go in and do a $30 title, only 70 cents actually stays with the county. $29.30 goes to the state. And we're not able to actually operate the TAG office without using local property tax dollars to subsidize.
Ryan Beatty commented during his weekly appearance on the Stephen's Head of the Morning Show on KNSS.
A woman has been charged with murder after a man died from electrical burns during a burglary in July in southeast Wichita. 36-year-old Molly Hubbard was charged with first-degree murder in the death of 39-year-old Ryan Crawford. Prosecutors allege that Hubbard killed Crawford on the commission of a burglary in the 2700 block of East Harry. Hubbard's next court appearance set for next month.
U.S. Senator Jerry Moran applauds the passage of aviation safety legislation. The ROTOR Act included elements of Senator Moran's legislation requiring adoption of new technology to improve aviation safety. In the aftermath of a deadly crash between an American Airlines passenger flight and a military helicopter in Washington, D.C.
American Airlines Flight 5342 originated from Wichita, Kansas, carrying Kansans and others, and it certainly changed the way how we now think about air traffic safety. Today, we seek to address many safety concerns and make our skies safer, both for civilian travelers and for our military men and women.
The Kansas Republican adds that broader use of this technology improves safety and could have saved lives on the evening of January 29th.
A bridge project that begins next week will take more than a year to complete.
Beginning Monday, the southbound lanes of the bridge over the Wichita Drainage Canal will be closed. The exit from southbound I-135 to K-15 will also be closed. Drivers will be detoured further south to Hydraulic and then east on MacArthur back to K-15. Drivers should expect delays during the construction project, which, weather permitting, will be complete in December of 2026. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
President Trump is no longer expected to meet with Russian President Vladimir Putin in Hungary. Fox's Ashley Strohmeyer reports.
The president says he has no desire to have what he calls a wasted meeting.
You never know what's going to happen, but a lot of things are happening on that front, on the war front with Ukraine and Russia. And we'll be notified over the next 2 days as to what we're doing.
Did you hear
a lot of things are happening.
A senior White House official says Secretary of State Rubio and his Russian counterpart Sergei Lavrov held what they called a productive call, as Moscow says its demands haven't changed since the Alaska summit.
Russia's foreign minister suggested Russia was against an immediate ceasefire. Steve at 10 in the morning, KNSS 850 here this Wednesday morning. Three big things.
Three.
Wichita City Council talks about renters, landlords, and a housing code. Final action deferred.
Two.
Sedgwick County will discuss dangerous rural intersections today.
One.
Day 22 of the government shutdown. Still no solution. Three big things, Steve and Ted on KNSS.
Traffic conditions right now in Wichita looking good once again. For the most part, the traffic volumes getting thinner and things getting back to normal. However, we got a little bit of heavy traffic eastbound on Kellogg right now, and that is right around the Central Business District. Just some slow-moving traffic right there. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. The Accident Recovery Team Traffic Center. I'm Jed Chambers.
Sunny today with a high of 74 degrees. Clear tonight, the overnight low, 49. Thursday, mostly sunny with a high of 71 degrees. Now a clear sky. Southeast wind at 3 miles per hour. 41 degrees at Wichita Severe Weather Station. 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. The patio is ready and waiting for you whiskey lovers at the Monarch. The weather is good for a taste of all your favorites. Bring your friends to the Monarch West Douglas in historic Delano. Wall Street open for business this morning. Everything is on the red. The Dow is down 89 points right now. S&P's down just a fraction of a point. And the NASDAQ is trading down more than 9 points. And time for the Wichita Business Journal update now with editor Kirk Semenoff. Good morning, Kirk.
Good morning, Steve. Textron eAviation will be no more as of January 4th. Parent company Textron Inc. told the Securities and Exchange Commission that its Wichita-based subsidiary will shut down operations, and pieces of the company will be distributed among subsidiaries, including Textron Aviation in Wichita. We knew things weren't going well for Textron eAviation 2 months ago when the company announced it was pausing its first electric aircraft program being developed here in the city. The Nexus eVTOL's first flight was scheduled to take place this year, but was called off. The 50 eAviation employees in Wichita will be assigned to other jobs within Textron. Envision on North Main Street is packing up boxes and preparing to move after Sedgwick County finalized its agreement to buy the five-story, 73,000-square-foot building for its new administrative headquarters. The price tag is just under $12 million. The county plans on spending another $18 million or so to get the building ready to occupy. The county has been in the downtown Ruffin building for its administrative HQ since 2022. For Envision, the nonprofit that provides services and employment for people who are blind and visually impaired, it will occupy the first two floors of its building for one more year before moving everyone to near Pawnee and Water, where Envision will expand the facility it already has there. And owner Natasha Gandy-Rue of Express Kitchen says she's closing her Old Town restaurant October 31st after about 9 years downtown. She told the Business Journal the decision to close and sell the downtown concept came down to focusing on a second location that opened 18 months ago at the District 96 development.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around, waiting for the track to dry, is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and the host of the Jill on Money podcast. Beginning, middle, or end of the year, it's always a great time to take control of your financial life. And the Jill on Money podcast is here to help. Your questions make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money and, more importantly, on your life. Follow and listen to Jill on Money wherever you get your podcasts.
At K96 in Oliver in Northeast Wichita. Express Kitchen was formerly The Kitchen downtown, but changed from a sit-down restaurant to quick service about a year ago. Local breaking business news every day on KNSS and at WichitaBusinessJournal.com. For the Wichita Business Journal, I'm Kirk Seminoff.
And the Wichita Business Journal update with Kirk Seminoff. Thank you, sir. The Mr. Electric, lighting up the path to your success, a sponsor there. Today is Medical Assistant Day. Medical assistants provide clinical and administrative support for physicians and other medical professionals by running the front office, drawing blood, administering vaccinations, taking patients' vital signs, and more. I don't know of any practice in town that could run without at least several of those medical assistants. They all kind of run the place for the doctors, so the doctors can...
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around, waiting for the track to dry, is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
History That Doesn't Suck is a legit, hard-hitting American history podcast told through entertaining stories. Join me, Professor Greg Jackson, for History That Doesn't Suck, an Odyssey podcast. Available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You can concentrate on what they do best, which is healing people.
Healing thyself.
Yes. And prescribing medicine for folks and making them well again. So we appreciate all those medical assistants. 855 Stephen Ted. Well, thank you for being with us as always this morning, Kirk. We'll be back tomorrow morning for more fun, more information with you and the Wichita Business Journal update twice every morning here on KNSS. Coming up in the on the KNSS this morning, Glenn Beck program. Blaze TV host Kevin Freeman looks at threats to Western civilization. Top of the hour news this morning. This is day 22 of the government shutdown. And if you missed any of today's show or just want to listen again, check out the free Odyssey app. Thanks for listening. Stay tuned for Glenn Beck, Dana Lash, news updates all day. Steve at 10 in the morning on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS Wichita.
Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer, SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
I'm Anna Garcia, host of True Crime News, the podcast. Every week, we bring you in-depth coverage on cases making headlines, as well as those that go under the radar. Tune in for Murders That Defy Explanation, Mystery Seeking Exploration, and Shocking Secrets That Will Leave You Breathless. Each week, we honor the victims by going beyond the salacious in our search for justice. Crime never stops, and neither do we. Listen to True Crime News, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.